You're listening to the Radio Real Estate Show on Salt Springs CFSI Radio, hosted by Scott Simmons.
I just want to catch this because
it's... Oh, so yeah. I have, where we are, we have pieces of noise pollution going on, some of which are sort of in the background and that you don't even realize they're there.
It's
until
like that constant white noise in the
gone.
Background.
Almost like a constant white noise.
Like the freeway sound, it's like that roar.
In that direction, exactly. Yeah. And then on top, and that might be the helicopter that's there and not there in the background, or a siren that's there and not there in the background. And so there's that. And then on top of that, I'll have more direct noise pollution.
Right.
So we border a school. Well, the kids come out and play. Right, well, that's right. Unique to our property.
Right.
But we're not that far from the airport. And so,
right.
Yes, it's only 10, 12 planes over the evening while you're home, but each one of those planes has its sound footprint. And so one of the things I'm struck when I get here and when I get to more remote locales is that lack of that sound,
right.
Sound pollution that's sort of always there.
Right.
That's a real plus.
It's amazing how quiet it is here. I mean, you can hear, at the lake, when you're sitting down at the lake at night, you can hear people talking on the other side of the lake. I mean, it's just so quiet.
Yeah, we were even at Rupple Park. We could see the seal down on the rock. He was quite a ways away, but we could hear the actual...
I could hear him crawling up on the rock.
On the rock.
I could hear him, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm going, well, from the size of that seal, we must be at, 100, 150 yards. And I'm going, but I can hear him...
Right
on the rocks. So.
Well, and that's why one big negative on Salt Spring is to find a house, a dark house. I don't like dark houses, and then I don't like the houses that are on the busy roads.
Right.
Because there are a couple busy roads.
Yeah.
And it really hurts the sale of those houses because,
right.
Unless some people don't mind it. They're from the city, and some people actually like that bit of road noise. It makes them feel comfortable. The silence really hurts them almost.
Uh-huh. I've seen people freak out at a little piece of quiet.
It's almost too much. It feels hollow, like they feel like they're in some kind of glass box. Now, this is Sandy Robley's farm up here on the left. She's the most wonderful lady in the world. And her farm is, I think it's the most beautiful farm on the island. In the summertime, there'll be tourists just stopped and taking pictures of the sheep out in the fields here. And Sandy works hard. She sells stuff in her little store up there, and she sells at the sailing club a couple times a year. We'll have barbecues, and instead of doing hamburgers, we'll do lamb, and it is so good. Buy the lamb burger off of her, and I mean, I did the barbecue this last summer with the lamb burgers. They were so good to die for, the lamb meat. I mean,
excellent.
But I noticed the other day that she doesn't have any lambs around right now. They must be all at the... there's some up there. But she has a little store that you can go in and you can buy wool and
eggs,
candles.
And candles, huh?
And meat. I mean, it's...
Very nice.
And that's what the studio tour is about on Sunday. Like, on Saturday, a lot of people show up and they'll go to the market... And then on Sunday, well, they wake up in their B&B, there's not much to do. They don't want to sit around watching TV. They're here on holiday, so they go on the studio tour.
Oh,
I saw that. The idea is that the artisans work in the down at the market on Saturday, and then on Sunday, kind of recover, sit at home in the studio, open it up to the public, and the people can drive around and visit the artisans, and then maybe they'll have more time to visit with them. On the
see them in their work environment.
And, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that would be very interesting.
So these again are some of the most high end homes on the island. Big, kind of 3 or 4 acres, waterfront. It's nice.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some that are on the other side of the street that are a lot less too. I mean, you kind of have a nice variety in this neighborhood.
So the acreage will tend to be moderately narrow as far as street frontage.
Right.
And then
long and deep.
Long and deep going down to the waterfront.
And they're expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, they would be in the million and a half dollar area. Is that
up to $2 million, depending on what you find. I mean, And some are nice. Some I find are way overpriced. I mean, it depends on... The ones that generally sell will have a really nice house, and they'll have a really great location, and they'll... But some of them are not that nice.
The creme de la creme?
Yeah.
Right.
A lot of them are built in the 70s, and they're not that nice, and they really do put a high price on them. But. And then this is the Pringle Farm. It's where people keep horses.
Uh-huh.
And they...
They do boarding,
and they do riding, and they have a riding club, and it's quite popular.
So there's a fair amount of riding trails on the island?
There are, yeah. Well, and that's on the... Up in Channel Ridge now, the advantage to Channel Ridge is the trail system.
Uh-huh.
They have an elaborate trail system up in Channel Ridge, and there's probably about 30 or 40 kilometers of trails that you can hike on and walk on. So, and that's what the people that live in Channel Ridge will say, that their big asset up there are the trails.
Okay.
Incredible hiking. And right from the... There's just a... One of the access points is right along here. I think we just passed it, where the trails go up, and you can hike for hours and hours.
Uh-huh. And those are sort of combination hiking horse trails?
Some of them are, yeah.
Some of them are. Okay.
Right. Now, some of the hikers don't like the horses because the horses do kind of tend to be hard on the trails.
I have been on such trails, and they're not, sometimes they're not ideal.
You see these cars parked along the side of the road? There's like, how many trucks do we have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 trucks. These trucks are all owned by locals, contractors, plumbers, carpenters. And you get a big house like one of these big houses here, they'll employ, I've seen, when this house was being built, 25 trucks a day parked in front of this house. And some people just pour millions of dollars into some of these houses, and they create so much employment on the island. Probably our biggest employer on the island is the home construction, renovation business.
I can see it.
And you get, I mean, like that's a 15,000 square foot house, so you get one 20 or 30,000 square foot house going up. There's 5 years worth of work.
Labor going into that.
Yeah.
How is that construction and renovation, how is that affected by the fact that everything has to come across the water to some extent?
The transportation cost getting things to the island is like adds 1% to... It's a low cost. The trucks come over loaded, and, you know, Mowats or Windsor plywood or Slag lumber will bring the stuff in and generally have it for sale at about the same price.
Okay.
The only difference is with our local stores like Mowats or Windsor or Slag is that you get this thing called service when you go there, as opposed to Home Depot where you get a thing called no service.
No service, yeah. But familiar with the latter.
Yeah, yeah.
So you actually can get the stuff at about the same price with that special thing called service.
And a smile.
Yeah, and I mean, Mowats, Windsor, and Slag are three hardware stores that you can literally get anything on the island at about the same price.
You're listening to the Radio Real Estate Show on Salt Springs CFSI Radio, hosted by Scott Simmons.
And all three of them, I mean, they don't have, you can't walk into... Windsor and see 5,000 different types of taps, but they can get you one of the 5,000 different taps.
Be patient, they'll bring it in.
Yeah.
Have it in a few weeks, yeah.
Oh, even a few days. 4 or 5 days. Okay. Mowats can get anything in about 4 or 5 days. Same with Slag, usually next day. And they have really good websites, and they'll have probably a display of 20, but not 5,000. But at least they can tell you how to hook it up. You know, you go to Home Depot and it's like some guy in an orange vest and, you know, I'm in paint today, but I don't know anything about paint. I usually work the hardware, but I don't know anything about hardware, so they stuck me in paint.
You've been to Home Depot.
Yeah. I just don't like, I'm not a fan of the big box stores.
And that's what we were saying earlier. You don't sort of have that big box mentality here. All of your services are low-key, more owner-operated, it seems, anyway.
Yeah.
And then that, That's where I was curious if you paid the price for that, an inconvenience or dollar-wise, but it sounds like what you're saying is it's really not that big a deal.
No, and generally prices are the same on Salt Spring, anything you buy, than anywhere else.
Well, that's very interesting to know.
Now, as we drive into the subdivision, we can tell, because we know, that it was made, they're small, like 1 acre lots, so it was pre-1974 Islands Trust. So we know that the houses will probably date back to, most of them were built in the 70s.
Okay.
And then, you know.
I know that construction genre very well. In fact, I was pounding nails in the 70s.
There you go. So a lot of the houses are just kind of, you know, here's an empty lot that's still left from the 70s. Nobody's ever built on it. You know, a couple hundred thousand. And then they're all different houses. I mean, that's a little barn-shaped house. Everybody has their... Now, the ones on the left have water views.
Okay.
So they're going to be a bit more money. The ones on the right are non-water view. But there's a house up here with... The house is in kind of the 70s, not so great. But as a gardener, I want to show you the garden of this house. Now, we don't have an appointment to go in, so of course we're not going to trespass. And they actually have it locked. So that's a really convenient way to show people your house. But we'll get out and take a peek.
Where's the trunk?
Just tell us what you saw or what you thought of the afternoon. So we're winding it down. We're headed back to Ganges.
I'm pretty speechless on the winding it down. So much to take in. I'm still, digesting a multitude of thoughts, but some very, very interesting properties, views. Definitely a quieter, more relaxed lifestyle than we're used to.
So have you enjoyed the tour?
Absolutely. Highly recommend the tour.
This is the nickel tour.
We're trying to sell the nickel tours, yes. Put that on the list.
We saw Southie Point, which is actually the north end of the island.
Right.
We saw Channel Ridge with some beautiful homes there. And we saw St. Mary's Lake, some very charming properties there. And got a pretty good turnaround of the roads and byways of what mostly we saw the north end, I think, today from Ganges up.
Yeah, we're basically all up in the north end. It's a huge island. It really is.
Larger than you might think on the... I'm just looking on the map. You
know? Oh, yeah.
Or doing the Google Earth, you know, a street view, trying to hop along the roads.
Well, that's why when I said I've only been to Ruckel Park twice, I meant it. It's so far away. I can't believe you went all the way there in one day and back.
And one of those two times was on Google Earth, right?
So now we're just coming back into Ganges, past Dagwoods. And it's been quite an interesting tour, right?
Yeah, it's familiar. Everything starts looking familiar.
Well, and that's why it's kind of nice to live close by town, not too far away.
Yeah.
A lot of the restaurants, a lot of the things are in town. So are you guys hungry? Are you hungry?
I think I was born hungry.
Well, I'm going to recommend that we go to Bruce's Kitchen for lunch, see if they're open. Would you like to go there?
Excellent. Let's do that.
If you haven't been to Bruce's Kitchen, I highly recommend it because it's just fascinating. It's fascinating to see and hear the sounds and taste the food there. It's just wonderful. So this ends our radio real estate tour with some clients that came up from California and were just... cruising into Ganges.
Into Ganges. Having a great time. Thank you very much.
Okay, we'll have a... This will be the end of the tape. I guess it's not a tape, but digital tape.
You're listening to the Radio Real Estate Show on Salt Spring CFSI Radio, hosted by Scott Simmons.